Blog Talk Radio.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stash, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stash, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Y'all some goalies, Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bust the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Fill the back, then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the standard song.
When I was coming up and OG used to tell me,
them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stash, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stash, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and welcome everybody to today's show. Today is, what is today, June the 21st, 2019, at the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a powerful message for you. We want to talk about the ascension and descension process, and I'm trying to get my mics together. Got to switch over because the main mic, I couldn't hear myself. So can somebody just text me and let me know if the sound is coming through okay? I want to make sure that everybody can hear me okay. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me today. We want to talk about the ascension and the descension process. We really want to get into under over and understanding what's taught in the ancient texts where we talk about what we call salvation, the salvation process. That is the descension and ascension process. So many of us are aware of the salvation process, but we're not aware of the descension process. And so today we want to kind of introduce what I'm going to be doing in 2020 and what's the new, the private spiritual consultant that I'm going to be doing with assisting everybody with this process. So there's a lot of people who are doing a lot of things in this space, in this niche already. What I'm doing is I want to assist everybody with a true esoteric spiritual science of understanding how each one of us operate and vibrate in the spirit realm. So we are all conscious beings, and there are levels of awareness or levels of consciousness. And thanks to the Deborah for the thumbs up on the sound. So this is always, and Sister Zeta, thank you also. This is always an adventure, and everyone, especially talking about these topics. So if the sound stop or something happens, please just stay on the line and I'll call right back in and we'll continue. So brothers and sisters, as we talk about this topic today, we're talking about something that goes all the way back to what is known as, you know, the solar Syrian, Draco reptilian, Ibiru, what else? What else can I throw in there? Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the Guardians of the Grail. The movie Guardians of the Galaxy is actually a movie that is based upon the Guardians of the Grail that breaks down what's in Jupiter ascending when we talk about the Draconian line or the Draconian bloodline that, again, is talked about as we get into understanding what is called the solar Logos are the solar deities. So this is the Draconian royal line or bloodline that establishes what we call a soul, or manipulates what we call a soul, which is called the Draconian or the Draco sun god. Now, you don't have to know all of that stuff. I just want you to understand that each and every one of us, we have a mind, a will, emotion, imagination, and an intellect. And our ability to understand in that space, in that mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect assists us with vibrating in what is called, you know, some people call it psychosomatics. Some people call it the lion's path. Some people call it the, you know, Mary Magdalene Grail, the Camelot Grail, Orion Grail. There's a lot of different names, a lot of different ways of talking about the descension process. So way, 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 way back in the day, if you want to use that term, light consciousness descended. And there are different levels of consciousness. And that is the biggest misnomer that exists, and that is the misinterpretation or the lack of awareness of the different levels of awareness. And it's really interesting because it is obvious if you just look at life in general and you can see that there are different levels of awareness, meaning that some people are aware that there is a, you know, cure for cancer. And then there are some people that are not aware that there is a cure for cancer. There are some people that are, you know, aware that, you know, there are certain government programs that exist. And then there are some people that are not aware that these government programs exist. There are some people that are aware of Agenda 21. And then there are some people that are not aware of Agenda 21. There are some people that are aware of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then there are some people that are not aware of councils, or there are some people who don't even believe that that AIDS was a disease that was created in a lab and purposely, you know, injected into humanity to cause a population or to be a part of what they call Agenda 21's population control. There are some people that are not even aware. Again, I'm talking about different levels of awareness, there are some people that are not aware of the United Nations and their Sustainability Development Program that was talked about in the Earth Summit with the UN Council on Environmental and Development Control that was held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1992. In 1992, they rolled this out. There are some people that are not aware of it. Some people have never heard of it. Some people have never heard of the Sustainability Development Program that was talked about and rolled out in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. So I can go on and on talking about levels of consciousness, levels. There are a plethora of levels, and your job is you are either descending, going down, or you are either ascending, going up in these levels of consciousness. So what I'm doing now in 2020 is I'm assisting people with the levels of consciousness or awareness. There are some people that are not even conscious. I can't help those people. And there are a lot of people, probably you, that you used to, you where I used to be, and you are, you know, captain or captainette, save a blank, and you want more for others than they want for themselves. And you're putting all, you're pouring unlimited energy into a vessel that cannot return your investment. You are casting your pearls among swine. It is not your job to save anybody. You can't save yourself. Your job is to under over and understand that we live in a world that is based upon worlds, and these are chakra systems that are activated and deactivated by different, I'm going to use them, dark lords. So the lords of darkness or the dark lords or the Dracos or the programmers, the manipulators, the wipers, all of the people that's inside of the movie Men in Black, and they trying to tell you something. That's why they keep showing it. They got a new Men in Black coming out. That's, a lot of people are not aware of the alien agenda, that's a demonic agenda, that's a conscious agenda, that's establishing the reign of terror. And it's very interesting how this has been played out to establish paranoia instead of metanoia inside of the brain, so that way it can keep you a part of the hive mind. And so the United Nations, the UN, is all about the control of us. And the control is in the area of food, water, land, finances, education, and energy. Let me say that again. This is what is happening to you. This is how they harvest souls using geomancy, or the geometric, which I did the series already, an 8-hour series, revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying to you this geomagnetic, geomancy, geology, geometry. This is done with, I'm going to use the word mathematical precision at this point, because they are controlling the food, the water, the land. Nobody owns land. I don't care how much you always pay taxes on it. You stop paying taxes, Dave, what happens to the land? It's gone. Therefore, you don't own it. That you get that, you got the illusion of ownership, although it is a great illusion. And it's, you know, so I'm just keeping it real. But there's an illusion of food, an illusion of water, illusion of land, the illusion of finances, the illusion of education, the illusion of energy, and the illusion of freedom, when all of this is about depopulation. So your job is to understand this is the de-ascension. So we all are in a process of devolving, not evolving. So in order for you to descend, I got to go within. And in order for you to ascend, I got to go within. And so the ability for you to understand the ascension and the descension process. So descension, to a point where you cannot return. There is a level, there is a point where if you descend so far down into the ether or into the darkness that you cannot sustain yourself. And that is called disease. And the body breaks down and you D-Y-E. And then you come back for another round. And so your job is to not to descend to the point of no return. Because once you do, then that's when, quote unquote, it manifests inside the body in the form of what you and I call disease. So you're here to manage the descension and the ascension process. But nobody's really teaching the entry level, if you want to use that term, method by which to manage the ascension and the descension process through spiritual science and through biocentricism, theocentricism, and understand behavioral cladonomics, which is the new behavioral science, which is the new, again, biology that uses cosmology to establish your theology, which is the ability to understand Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, which is the purpose of the 2020 life management system, to help you with clarity, crystal clear clarity. So everybody on this call has the ability to have, it's a choice. You have to make a choice. You have to make a decision whether or not you want to ascend or descend. Now, it's really interesting because when we talk about, ascension and descension, and then we get into the word salvation, and we get into the biblical narrative that's taught about salvation, which is the ability to be saved, which means sozo in the Greek, which means to be protected, to actually be protected from the molester, like Chester the molester. So something is molesting you. But we don't, the church never gets into, we just talk about salvation. We don't get into the neuro electromagnetic perspective of what is called a spiritual synthesis. Simply means that you have to synthesize. You have to bring about a nuclear synthesis. This is what it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2. This gets into understand spiritual physics, spiritual bioacoustics, and spiritual superpositioning. This is just simply meaning that you have the ability to exist on multiple levels of awareness. So I can be aware of something that's going on in the hood, and I can be aware of something that's going on in the White House. That means that I can connect. There's different points of connectivity. So I can descend and I can ascend with my consciousness. And I can descend and I can ascend with my dark energy or my light energy. But I am not dark energy and I'm not light energy. I use dark energy and light energy as a vehicle for my consciousness. So I put consciousness, I put my awareness, I put my perception in a vehicle called a Merkaba, which we call energy. And then I travel down into matter or antimatter. So you and I have the ability to understand that this descension process that we are engaging in, we are descending into darkness until we completely destroy ourselves. And everything that you do, from your diet to, everything, is a part of destruction. Look at the water you drink. Does it benefit you on a cellular level? Depending on your awareness, answer no. So the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, but the one who preserves to the end will be saved. Let me say it again. The one who preserves, the one who perseveres, the one who, let me get another translation the one who endures, the one who stands, I'm just going through these translations trying to find another word, because this is what you got to do. The one who keeps, the one who holds, that this is what you should be doing. So the question is, are you doing that? But he who endures to the end, the same will be sozo. So if you don't endure to the end, then you are not. Another word for sozo is Strong Concordance 4982, which is soteria. That means to heal, to preserve, and rescue. Soteria, that means to deliver or protect. That's what salvation means. It means to heal yourself. Now, I'm not going to sit in an arguing debate with, the harmonious arrangement. You can slice it and dice it if you want. I just recommend that you understand the meaning by going through and breaking down the etymology of words. Although you may have tradition, you got to start with the meaning. Once you get the meaning, bam, you go next level. You get the power. Once you get the power, you get the consciousness. If you ain't got no meaning, you have no power. If you got no power, you have no consciousness. If I can control your knowledge, your meanings, I control your power. Knowledge is power. Applied knowledge actually is power. But how are you going to apply something that you don't know? So everybody on this call has a conundrum. The conundrum is the meaning of the words was given to you by Noah Webster. You have meaning. Even the inevitable name. Under over understanding that. You got a name and it was given to you by who? King James. So what is the name of God? Well, the scripture says that is in Revelation 13, that is the entire word is his name. So every word is God. So you can't limit God by limiting words. So if you say his name is Yahuwah, you just limited God. And you put him in a box of Yahuwah or Yahushua. So whatever name you got, boo-boo, although it is a great name, it's a limit because it doesn't encapsulate all 22 letters of the alphabet. So God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So you can't leave no letter out. If you do, you're leaving attributes and characteristics of God out. It's extremely important because what's happening is we've got a watered down version of the original. That's why we cannot heal, we cannot preserve, we cannot rescue, we cannot save, we cannot deliver, and we cannot protect. But that's why you are descending, because we do not understand the definition of the word that's found in Matthew chapter 24 verse 13. But the one who himself to the end will be sozeteria. And along with a bunch of that seven words, actually, we don't even have the time to break down and go through that series. I've already did that, and maybe it's time to revisit that. Because everybody got a form. You got a fake. Because do you honestly think they're going to give you a roadmap to return back to source? For real? They're trying to keep you trapped down here so that way they can steal your chi and your prana. Your job is to ascend. What is the true ascension process? It's not taught. Well, I haven't heard it. I'm sure I know it's taught somewhere, but I just haven't heard it. And so your job is to connect yourself with the true descension process first to understand, okay, who's molesting me? And why that word? Out of all the words, why that word? I know. I mean, look at it for yourself. Strong Concordance number G4982. And you go into the Bible, find a word saved anywhere in the New Testament, and then just look it up. And then, ask yourself why. Why do you need to be delivered from who? Why do you need to be protected? Why do you need to be healed? Why do you need to be preserved? Why do you need to be rescued? It's like you're drowning. Because you are descending into a world that of mass and matter. How do you descend? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Now, let me make sure you understand. There are people that you know, and maybe you may be one of those people. And life has dealt you some bad cards for whatever reason. It's not your fault. And you are angry at God because God, like me, when my mama died, I didn't understand. Why my mama? How can you can't take the neighbor's mama? My mama was all I had. Some people had two parents. The one parent I had, you want to take that one. And then how come you didn't wait till at least give me a chance to, get stand on my 2 feet? How come you couldn't wait till I was like maybe 21, 31, 41? Hey, how come she ain't still here right now today? So I could go into that. That is how you descend. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, verse 13 said, but the one who preserves to the end. So you may be preserving, you may be enduring, you may be hanging on, and that word means to stay under. It means to undergo. It means to have fortitude. The one who has fortitude, the one who stays under. This comes from the Greek H-U-P-O, hupo, to stay under. That means that the brain has to stay immersed. Your brain should be under your design. Your brain should be immersed. It means to be immersed in your design. The person who immerses their brain in their in that circle, the life optimization circle, if you can immerse your brain in it, that's what it means. The one who immerses their brain in their God-given attributes and characteristics until the end. Guess what the word end means? Telomere. According to spiritual science and according to biology and everything on the planet, why do people die? Telomere. In the Greek, it means teleotes. That word end comes from the Greek word T-E-L-O-S. That's that little box, that little black box that the Jews wear at the wailing wall on their forehead. Represents the Saturnalia. Another study for another time. But that word T-E-L-O-S, in the Greek, it means an event. He who endures or perseveres until the event. The word end means event. That means a certain aim. It means purpose. So the person who endures until they find purpose, the purpose who the event that you're looking for, the issue, the situation is found inside of that circle, the life optimization circle. Because those are what? Divine attributes and characteristics. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all got it. That's why this is the only thing in 2020. I'm not doing nothing else. That's it. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is important. You cannot get out of Groundhog's Day because of the inability to wrap the brain around the depth of the statements that are being made that's found inside of your body. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. So to the degree that you understand you is the degree that you ascend through the awareness of you. So you got attributes and characteristics you're not aware of. And so things are happening because you're not aware. So every event that happens is due to a lack of awareness. Every event. Now, let me make sure you understand. Every time something, I'm going to use the word negative, that means descend. Every time I descend into matter or mass, it's because I'm not aware of something that exists. For example, I was supposed, you know, I was going to take a trip, then I was not aware of something, so therefore the trip didn't happen. But if I had been aware of it, the trip would have happened. So when you descend, it's because of a lack of total awareness. If you get into an argument with somebody, somebody is not aware of somebody. I was talking to one of my clients, Sister Deborah, and we was going through that this sister has something that very few people have, and that is her niche. Her name and her narrative is awareness of the in the moment. So any time that the enemy can get her out of the moment. So her expertise, her specialty, her product, her service or information is the ability to get people to see small details. So it's very, if I wanted to piss her off, all I got to do is just mess with little stuff. She noticed little, she would be a great detective. Why? Because you walk right past a fingerprint on the window. But not Sister Deborah, she would notice it because she lives in the moment. So the thing that makes her good is also the thing that makes her bad. Because if I want to piss her off, better I do. I can go to her desk and move a pen. Nobody else would notice that pen is moved, but Sister Deborah would notice it. And she's going to say, who's been at my desk? And that's going to mess up her whole day. So her job is to take that gift that God gave her to notice little things and teach everybody else. Because we piss off each other by violating each other because we don't know each other. So we descend. Husband, there's no such thing as bad relationships. Bad relationships exist because of a lack of awareness. The moment that you become aware, awareness, not energy is the key. The game is about awareness. The person that is the most aware is the person that rules the game. That's why I major in awareness. Nobody will out-aware me. Nobody's going to be more conscious than me. I know all of the chess pieces. I know all of the pieces on the playing field. I'm aware, boo-boo. I wake up in the morning. I go to sleep at night with awareness on my brain. That's how you ascend. The way that you ascend is to go within, and the way that you descend is to go within. But the way that you go within is the lack of knowledge. What that means is the lack of knowing. So the inability to pay attention because it ain't freaking free. You got to pay for it, boo-boo. Ain't nothing in this universe free. You got to pay for it. So the inability to go within. So all I'm teaching now is ascension because you're dying. You are destroying yourself. Because the word descend means to decay. That's only why, the only reason that you D-Y-E is because of a lack of attention. Why? Something else got your attention. So you put attention on stuff outside of you. It is impossible to live in poverty. It's impossible to have more bills than money. It's impossible. Unless your attention is somewhere it shouldn't be. It's impossible to have disease in the body. It's impossible. Unless you're not paying attention to the body. Unless your attention is in darkness. It's impossible to be ignorant unless you're not paying attention. The word ignorance means to ignore. Look at the word ignorance, is that the word ignore. So you are ignoring facts. That it's not that they're not there. Truth, wealth is in plain sight. It is impossible to be possible. Because Matthew 14 says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to all the nations. Then the end will come. And what is the word end? The event, the principle, the chief aim, purpose, destiny, diakonia. The diakonia will not come until the gospel of the kingdom is preached. That's why I'm preaching it. But unfortunately, there's very few people like me that's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Nobody's preaching basileia. Even the people who think they're preaching basileia, they're not preaching basileia. They're not preaching the ghost spell. They're not spell. They're not preaching the good message of what? The kingdom. Basileia. We've done that. Do you know that that word means royalty? That word means rule. That word means reign. Somebody, please, that I will be majoring in 2020. That's it. Nothing else is more important than this message. And the last three messages that I've done, y'all should just replay those. Really, the last six messages. And for everybody that's part of the life management system, I'm going to put those six. This is number seven that I've done. And you should just re-listen to those messages over and over and over and over again in order for you to establish a higher consciousness. That's it. A spiritual awakening. This is spiritual science, spiritual self-improvement. Because remember, self-improvement is cell improvement. Cell improvement is soul improvement. It is soul activation. This is the new psychology. This is a new biology. This is biocentricism. This is, under open understanding, behavioral cladonomics. So behavioral cladonomics brings about crystal clear clarity. So if you are talking to somebody, if you're talking to yourself, and if you do not understand the three R's that it talks about in Matthew chapter 24, that I will be majoring in, the new system, which is totally devoid of all the fluff that I got in all of the older systems, and that's why, again, it's about conscious energy and meaning. We all have been talking about, at least I have been talking about, the meaning of words for forever. I've been recently mentioning the power, dunamis power, that's found in words. And all of this comes from 2 Timothy. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. It's the same three. We got power. We got love. And sound. But the sound mind is sozo or sozoria in the Greek. That's the meaning, that's the power, and then the last one is the awareness. So I'm on the last one, and that's awareness. Now I'm still teaching all three. Nothing has changed. It's just that all of the emphasis now is just on the ascension process. Why? That way we got a groundhog's day faster. Because we can sit here, we can play, you know, here we go around the mulberry bush, and I can sit here and call to you and wait for you to get it. Or I'm just going to use the power of the word of God to destroy that demonic imprint, that paradigm in the brain, and replace it with behavioral cladonomics. Cladonomics is the household management of the soul. This is the economy of heaven. Right now, you got capitalism, or, you know, you got some socialism, you got perennialism, you got Sufism, you got some ism. You don't have spiritual ism. You got some other ism. So we're going to replace all the other isms with one ism, and that is total awareness. And so we got to ascend to do that. And the way that we do that, we got to go within. And we got to go within, and we got to do what? We got to establish, again, the kingdom. How do we establish the kingdom? You have to realize that source code made you. This is not something that you, this is your birthright. What is your birthright? Royalty. First problem, in order for you to ascend, you got to understand your royalty. Okay, we can just drop the mic and we can just exit the stage right now, because 99% of the people listening to this call, you are excommunicado. I saw John Wick last night. That's gonna be my new word. So if y'all piss me off, y'all gonna be excommunicado. Now I'm just playing. Most people do not understand royalty and what that means. So we gotta break that down. It's one thing to say, oh yeah, I'm a child of the king. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. Okay, what does that mean though in English? Like what does that mean? What power does that give you, and what awareness and consciousness do you take away? See, everybody, when I say royalty, you got the meaning of it. But now, can you walk in the power of it? Can you carry yourself like a king? Can you carry yourself like a queen with power, dunamis power? Once you do that, that makes you aware of the abomination of desolation that's taking place inside of your soul right now, that it talks about in the book of Daniel. That's in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. It's the desolation. It's the tearing down of the soul. So when Jesus says that they can tear down this temple and I will rebuild it, he was talking about the body. He was talking about the building blocks of the body. That's the amino acids. That's the protein of the body. The abomination of desolation doesn't take place outside of the body. The abomination of desolation in the book of Daniel, the end of the world, is your dissension into the world. Brick by brick. One thought is one brick. So you got a thought that says, I'm Poe Critter. Take off one brick. You got a thought of grief. Something happening to you, you know, bad, you know, IRS sent you a letter. You got a bad letter, bad report. Somebody, you know, acting cray-cray in your life. Hubby don't love you no more. Your wife sleep with the neighbor. Your dog bit you in the aspirators, whatever's going on in your life, brick taken off. The abomination of desolation. You have been desecrated by your on the level or lack of awareness that you are a freaking king and a queen. And if I can get you through the thoughts of you, if I can change the meaning of the word royalty, I'm going to change the power that comes with that word royalty, so you will have no awareness that you should be royalty. Therefore, you be, or you be, you know, my foe no more. You be broke as a joke. Your health will be declining. You be morally destitute, and your relationships will suck. All because of the inability to ascend by going within. We're too busy listening to outside demonstration instead of inside revelation. Not you, but, you know, people you know. And you see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, the thing that destroys the yoke, when we talk about, you know, desolation, and we talk about the abomination of desolation, and we talk about under all of an understanding, the next R in this word that talks about the gospel of the kingdom is the word rule. Again, the other 99% that wasn't excommunicado with the word royalty is excommunicado. Now we're dissecting the 1%. So now we're less than 1%, because bam, we just lost a lot of people with the word rule. Because how are you going to rule? Because now we got to. What is the meaning of the word rule? What is the power that comes with the word rule? And what is the awareness you should have when you say rule? Okay, that's what I'm teaching in 2020. Because why? Nobody's teaching it. Nobody's teaching a step-by-step process for you to rule. Right now, it depends on whether or not Congress passed this appropriation bill, you know, for that way you can get your 40 acres and a mule, and then you can operate and vibrate at a higher level. You know, not all of us, but some of us. And so this ability to wrap our brain around royalty, and then how do we rule? And then the last L is the reign or the realm. So you are royalty, that way you can rule your realm. Let me say that again. Source, test the minds of the people that they may hear what thus says the word of the big G. Everybody on this call is royalty. God don't make junk. I hate to be the bearer of good news, but God don't make junk. It's extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because each one of us has a choice to make. And that choice that we have to make is how do we reign over our realm, because we are a king or a queen. How do you reign over your realm with your kingship and your queenship? That's the ascension process. Each and every one of us have to go within so that way we can ascend. That was like Sister Deborah, what you're doing and, you know, who you are is so important because you can assist us with living in the moment. Each and every one of us has to go within so that way we can maintain the attention to the minor details so that way we are acutely aware. We have conscious awareness. Ascension is a conscious awareness. The inability for us to understand that conscious awareness is extremely important. Everybody on this call today has a responsibility to step up and carry yourself as royalty, rule your realm as a king or a queen. This is extremely important because what's happening is our inability to be aware that's limiting our ability to ascend so that we can't go to the mountaintop. We stay down in the valley. And so everybody on this call, your job is for you to understand that there is a process that is designed to make you descend into darkness until you are completely destroyed. That's what you call die. So the enemy's job is to continue to get you to engage in self-destructive habits that leads to your desecration or the abomination of desolation. Because in the Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and it says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination of desolation described by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. That's Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. So this abomination of desolation is how you descend. That represents your descension. So there is something that is standing in the holy place. What is the holy place? That's the temple. What is the temple? That's the tabernacle. That's the tabernacle. That's the body. So there's something goes inside of the body that causes the abominable thing. That's the accursed thing. That is idolatry. And idolatry is the word idol, a tri. So if you look at the word idolatry, you're going to see the word tri, T-R-Y, a idol, tri an idol. That means that you're putting something, you have your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect on something other than your dear Kinnear, your spinning circle, your life optimization chart. That is the abomination of desolation. That simply means, again, go into the Greek and into the Hebrew. Look at the definition of Strong Concordance number 946. Strong Concordance number 946. You will see the definition of the word abomination. And you will see that is what you are doing wrong that causes the dissension, because there's a lack of clarity of living in the moment of the self. That causes you to descend. That is the abomination of desolation. The word desolation, again, is a Strong Concordance number G2050, G2050. The word desolation means depopulation. What is Agenda 21's goal? What is the government's goal? Why do they put fluoride in your water? Why is there chemtrails in the air? Why are there genetically modified organisms in your food? Why are they telling you that the earth is overpopulated? Why are they telling you there's not enough space for us? Why are they telling you that they got to come up with some type of a quote-unquote Planned Parenthood agenda to limit, like what they're doing in China? Everybody can only have one or two kids. That's found in Strong Concordance number G2050. If you want to know D instead of A, you want to know D truth instead of A version. So D truth is depopulation. D truth is devastation. D truth is desolation. But the way that the desolation takes place is when you don't know your purpose. It has nothing to do with nobody else. It has nothing to do with what the government is doing. It has nothing to do with the fluoride in the water. It has nothing to do with the chemtrails in the air. And then all of this only happens to you because of a lack of an understanding of you. You would go without water if you was consciously aware of the damages that fluoride that's inside of the water. You would do everything that's humanly possible to make sure that you are doing something to remove the metal shavings of the barium and the, I forgot the other thing that they put in the chemtrails. So that way, when you get old, you develop Alzheimer's because you got all of these nanoparticles floating around in your bloodstream of plastic and metal that keeps the neurons from firing, because all of that stuff clogs up the synapses gap that is between that allows or limits your neurons from firing. It is your job, my brothers. It is your job, my sisters, to be consciously aware of the things that is limiting your ability to vibrate on a high level. Your job. That way you can ascend. So the ascension process is a conscious awareness process. So this is not about energy. This is about consciousness. This is about awareness. So while everybody's preaching and focusing on, you know, energy, then that's great. Or preaching and focusing and talking about definitions and meanings. Everybody's talking about the meaning of words. People are talking about the energy of words. But nobody's talking about the consciousness that controls the energy and the meaning. And so that leads to a delineation of your materialization. So your mineralism, again, we broke this down when we were demystifying, you know, the body. The mineralization of the body determines the materialization of the body. And again, the body is the lowest level of manifestation. Now, there is some deep shiznits that we'll be discussing with my private, you know, sessions as we move into 2020 to break down what causes the damage to the protective covering of the sheath or the oil that's over the nerve fibers and the optic nerves. There is this myelin sheath which just like it is an oil or covering, that it causes damage or it causes the nerves to misfire, that creates a lot of types of disorders and symptoms due to the result of a lack of oil or a lack of a covering or a lack of this sheath or this covering over the neurons in the brain. How do I know this? I had two children that suffered from severe epilepsy. And I'm doing my research and talking with this one doctor from the Mayo Clinic in New York that helped me get an understanding. I helped him get an understanding, I should say, because I had a vested interest, a little more so than the average Joe. Why else would anybody be interested in understanding, you know, how often do you change the oil in your body? You know, we change the oil in the car, but we don't change the oil in our bodies. So nobody told us how to change the oil. Well, let me rephrase that. Nobody told me how to change the oil in my body. I didn't know that I had oil in my body that I need to pay attention to, that I need to be aware. So we perish. The Bible says it this way. My people perish for a lack of awareness, a lack of consciousness, a lack of gnosis, a lack of knowledge. So everybody on this call, you have an obligation, if we want to use that term, to over and understand how to ascend by going within. So when you go within, you can ascend. But also when you go within, you can descend. Because when you go within, what is you conscious of? So are you going within because you're retreating because of fear, doubt, and unbelief? So you go within yourself, you withdraw yourself, you don't hang out with people because of, you know, grief or strife or jealousy or envy or any of the other, you know, negative dissension tools that's used to lower your vibration. And your ability to operate inside of this particular fatty membrane that, from a neurological perspective, covers the surface, if we want to use that word, of the neurons and the neurological fibers inside of the body. So the attack is always on the self, which is the cell, which is the soul.
Myelin.
So myelin, that was the word I was looking for. I had to look it up. So it's spelled M-Y-E-L-I-N. M-Y-E-L-I-N. Everybody has this myelin neurological fatty membrane. It's called a myelin sheath. And the myelin sheath that covers the neurons of your cells is being attacked on a biocentric level when we get into theobiology. And the ability to understand that around each of your nerve axons, it serves as an electrical insulator that allows or that helps the speed, by speeding it up or slowing it down, of the nerve impulse that sends the communication through all of the muscles inside of the body. So without that, the nerves fire more rapidly and they fire uncontrollably. We'll put it that way. And that produces an electrical storm inside the body. And that causes, as I've helped my children to understand, what they call a seizure. So I gave my children, my son mastered it a lot faster than my youngest daughter, and he ended his seizures by understanding and by eating a high oil, high fat diet, what they call the ketogenic diet now, which is back in the day they called it the Atkins diet. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, doctor, that all sounds great, brother, but I'm not here for no freaking, you know, biology class. I'm trying to get paid. Well, the reason that you can't get paid is because you can't sit still and listen and learn nothing. And the reason you can't sit still and listen and learn nothing is because the oil inside the body doesn't allow you to sit still and learn. So you're always moving and you're fidgety and you're anxiety and you got this and you got ADD, you got HDD, you got PPD, you got all kind of all of the D's that's out there because of the inability to maintain control from the perspective of consciousness and awareness, because your mood is your food. So once you control your mood, you control your food. You control your vibratory rate. You control your ascension rate. And then, my brothers, then my sisters, that's when you start to become aware of the little things. That's when you're able to live in the moment. That's when you know you're not able to be mind elf. That means somebody cannot pull you outside of you. So you stay in your circle. You stay in your lane. You don't allow anything and anyone to pull you out, because you are connected to the higher self. You are connected to source code. You are one with the Father. And it is that ability to connect yourself and to become one with the Father that allows you to operate and vibrate according to your God-given destiny and your God-given diakonia. So everything in this universe is about you under open understanding that there is no light or there is no dark. There is only pure spiritual consciousness or pure spiritual awareness that allows us to inhabit our bodies. And then we express that pure spiritual consciousness or that pure spiritual awareness as dark energy or light energy. How do I know? Let's say somebody steals something from you and you don't know. How's your energy? But somebody steals something for you and you do know. How's your energy? And that person who stole from you lives in your house. How's your energy? Are you giddy? Are you happy? Are you singing Kumbaya? Or are you, you know, full of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness? No, you want to put your hands on somebody's throat. So consciousness or awareness determines whether the energy that is expressed is dark energy or light energy. And the dark energy or light energy, that controls the meaning, chemicals, oxytocin, serotonin, or adrenaline and cortisone that's released inside the body. So your awareness or lack of awareness determines your energy. And your energy, that determines your chemistry. So everything, if we reverse engineer it, we see the chemistry. We go back to the inner, what's inside of me, the inner, the energy, the emotion. And the energy, where that comes from? That comes from the thought, or that comes from the awareness. That comes from my perception. That comes from my ability to see. So if you can't see, you can't be. But you don't see with your eyes. You see with your head. You see with your consciousness. You see with your gut. You see the ability to understand or to scan the field, if you will, is the result of your ability to under, over, and understand, okay, how do I continue to go upwards? How do I rise upwards? And that is consciousness and awareness. And then once you become conscious and aware, you get to choose how to express the energy, whether the energy is expressed as dark energy or light energy. So just because you're aware that somebody stole something from you, and then you become aware that the person that stole it from you lives in your house, now you have a choice to express rage or in wrath or love and forgiveness. You have a choice. And according to the scripture, when you forgive, that's the highest consciousness or the highest awareness. So the goal is to always choose to operate in a conscious awareness of how do I ascend, instead of operating in a conscious awareness or a lack of a conscious awareness that says I am going to descend. Because when you descend, you are not going within. You're going out. That means you are reacting to outside demonstration instead of maintaining the inside revelation. So the goal is, moving forward, to assist you with understanding that you are a pure conscious being that has the capacity to inhabit both light and dark energy. You get to choose. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Because we live in a world of duality. So singularity comes down into duality, as we talked about on yesterday's show. So the ascension process is to under, over, and understand that there are lower levels of consciousness. This is not about energy. This is about consciousness. So the high table, if you will, the upper echelon, if you will, the elite, the 1%ers, they control consciousness. What is consciousness? The narrative. Then the narrative trickles down to the niche, and the niche is expressed inside the name. So the only thing I recommend is that you control the narrative. That way you can try or establish the niche and then you overstand the name or the meaning. So we go back to those three things that we talked about before, which is, you know, power, love, and sound mind, or meaning, power, and awareness, or royalty, rule, and realm, or faith, hope, and love, or Father, Son, and Spirit. This is the law of three. This is the council of three, where we get the word Trinity. So the Trinity is established on you under over and understanding the narrative, the niche, and the name, the royalty, the rule, and the realm, the meaning, the power, and the awareness, the power, the love, and the sound mind, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And we can continue to go on with the law of three. So your ascension process, my brothers and sisters, is up to you stepping out of the program that's been given to you. What's a program? A narrative. So they gave you a narrative that said if somebody steals from you, you're supposed to go off and be angry and upset. If they live in your house, you should be really angry and really upset. That's the narrative that establishes a niche that allows you to operate in darkness. That's the current program. That's the negative habit pattern. So the new program is behavioral cladonomics. Behavioral cladonomics, cladonomics is whole brain thinking. So you're not left brain or right brain, you're whole brain. You're not dark energy or light energy, you're conscious energy. So consciousness is the new energy. This is the new energy of 2020. 2020 is the age of the conscious beings. It's the age of conscious awareness. It's the ability to be aware that there is good and evil, not that you have to partake of the good and evil. So as we talked about at the beginning of this show, and I went through the entire science of the myelin sheath, so now everybody over and understands, we talk about that word demyelinating or demyelization. That demyelization process is a condition that results, again, in the damage of the myelin sheath that totally destroys the nerve fibers in the brain and in the optic nerves around the spinal cord. That, again, going back to the Bible, where we got the word salvation, which is where we get the word the Matthew 24, where it talks about the abomination of desolation, which means the tearing down of the body, which again gets back into this disease that two of my children went through, which they didn't have enough oil in their body, which gets into the Bible when it talks about the 10 virgins who did not have no oil in their lamp. The oil, you got to change the oil in the body, otherwise you will be suffering from this demyelization that causes all types of symptoms and problems because of the damage to the myelin sheath that messes with the brain's ability to send a signal. All of this is allows you to descend. This is the descension and the ascension process. This is spiritual science. This is theobiology. This is biocentrism. This is behavioral cladonomics. This is basic biology, which is, again, basic cosmology, which is basic theology. All of this ties together. So when you go to a medical doctor, which is a doctor, that means deity. Medical means sorcery. So this is a deity of sorcery. They don't understand you got to change the oil in the lamp. And so you would be suffering from this demyelization process that gets into what we just talked about in Matthew chapter 24. So that one word saved is actually talking about a medical disorder that has to do with the oil, which is the Christos, which is Christ, which means oil. All of this is in that one word, demyelization. And so we just spent a whole hour breaking down the abomination of desolation that takes place inside of the body, and this is the biological proof of a biblical subject that is controlled by a cosmological event. And what is that? That one word, basileia, that is broken down into three words, royalty, rule, and realm. You cannot rule your realm if you're not royalty, and you're not royalty if you don't understand the oil. And if you ain't got oil in your lamp, you have no meaning, you have no power, you have no awareness. And if you don't have no awareness, then that means, Peter, we know, Paul, we know, but who are you? So the abomination of desolation is already taking place in the body. Because as we read in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end, teleates, telomeres, that's on the end of your DNA. The DNA will not unravel, as we talked about before, until you understand to get inside of your lane, inside of your purpose, and operate according to your circle. That stops the abomination of desolation that takes place that it talks about in the book of Daniel. All of this that we talked about takes place inside of the holy place. Was the holy place the tabernacle? Was the tabernacle the body? Do you not know that your body is the temple, the tabernacle of the Ruach and of the Pneuma and of the Holy Spirit? Brothers and sisters, this is what I'm doing in 2020. And if you're interested in understanding how you are descending, how you are de-evolving, how you are de-melanization, which is a demyelinization, it is the demyelinization of this body that is taking place. The demyelinization is a demyelinization, and it is the myelin sheath where that covers this oil that covers the nerve fibers. And as we talked about before, when we read Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, which is very important, because it says, the one who preserves the myelin sheath, the one who preserves to the end will be sozo, protected. It means to heal yourself. This ability to ascend, you got to go within. The descension process is a lack of consciousness and awareness. The ascension process is awareness, as we explained with all the examples that I use. There are many levels of awareness, many levels of consciousness. So the levels of consciousness is a new spiritual science that is replacing all of the other sciences. In 2020, all of the behavioral sciences, all of the, you know, biologies, all of the different sciences are all being not necessarily replaced, but they're all being upgraded. And your job is to understand spiritual science and the science of the ascension process that is the result of spiritual awakening. And all of the sciences, and there's a lot of, whether we're talking about, you know, zoology or botany or oceanography or any of the other, you know, sciences, which is just a system that builds and organizes knowledge. That's all science is. It's not demonic. It's not evil. It's not this. Science is just a system or a cistern that builds and organizes. That's it. It's the ability to build and to put knowledge in a particular order that is beneficial. That's why I'm a spiritual scientist, but I understand the value of putting knowledge in a particular order that it provokes and invokes a particular response. Now, you can be moral. You can be spiritual. You can be a Christian. You can be a creature. We just went through and broke down all of, not all, but introduced you to the galactic, what do they call themselves now? Some of them call it, you know, the Council of 13. It's the Galactic Order of the Golden Dawn. This is the Draconian, Pleiadian, Orion, Sirian Council that is designed to control your mind. This is the dark evil. Dark and evil doesn't mean bad. Dark and evil means to devolve. Instead of evolving, devolving. This is the dark energy of these dark beings that operate in a spiritual or in an etheric body that is unidentifiable due to their lack of density. So the lower dimensions, when we descend into this dark ether through the emotions of fear, doubt, unbelief, and hate, and anger, and grief, all of this lowers and we sin. This is a descension process. We devolve. And your job, my job, is to assist you with evolve, or the ascension process. And that's what I'll be doing in 2020. So everybody that's interested, please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I know we had a little technical difficulties in the beginning with the sound, but anytime I drop knowledge of this level, there's always going to be, not always, but a lot of times, that's just a normal part of doing business in this dimension. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. As we talked about, he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. His name is the entire word of God. The fact that you are limiting God to the name of Yahuwah, Yahushua, and we all do that because, again, we are beings of meaning. That's the problem. You like to know what stuff means. Your tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. Stop focusing on meanings. Focus only on power. When people speak, do they speak with freaking power? If they got a meaning of a word and they ain't got the power of the word, they ain't got no freaking awareness of the word. Awareness is the new God of this dimension. Awareness, not power or meaning, awareness. Your lack of awareness of God, or you know you can describe him, you may even contain some of the power, but you got to do, you have the awareness that he's all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present. Are you aware of that? He's all-simplistic. Are you aware of that? He's always benevolent. Are you aware? Because if you're aware, when something comes to you that's not benevolent, you are aware. You have total awareness. You know that that's not source. Even though they got the name of source, but they ain't got the awareness of source. It's not source. Awareness, brothers and sisters. Source is awareness. Because if you have awareness, then guess what? That awareness will lead you and guide you into all truth. And then, when that happens, as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Everything I do is wrong.